Time now for World Sport from the BBC with me, Richard Fleming. Coming up, the three Pakistan cricketers accused of corruption must wait a little longer. A bizarre goal takes the Premier League's bottom club a step closer to Wembley.
Colchin, horrendous error by Foster, and Cole's half-hearted shot squeezes through the goalkeeper's legs, and West Ham with 10 men lead 2-1.
Yes, West Ham win the first leg of their League Cup semi-final, and as he's introduced as a City player, Dzeko says that most people from Manchester are fans of his new club. United supporters are unlikely to agree. First, though, the three Pakistan cricketers accused of corruption will have to wait until February the 5th to discover their fate. The independent tribunal in Doha has dismissed all but one charge relating to last year's Oval Test against England, but the members say they needed more time to consider the allegations made against Mohammed Amir, Mohammed Asif and Salman Butt concerning the Lord's Test. All three players deny planning to deliberately bowl no balls in that match. The three-person panel was led by Michael Beloff, chief of the ICC's Code of Conduct Commission. We'll try and come back to that one if we can. We will move on to some football news and the English Premier League's bottom side. West Ham United are 90 minutes away from Wembley after a 2-1 win in the first leg of the League Cup semi-final against Birmingham. The victory eases the pressure on the West Ham manager Avram Grant. He's had to cope with intense speculation about his future at the club since they lost 5-0 to Newcastle last week. The BBC's John Murray was watching at Upton Park. Okay, we will try and bring you some tapes at some stage. We'll move on to some FA Cup news, where the Football League's bottom club have won through to the fourth round of the FA Cup, the first time in their history. Hereford were 1-0 winners away to fellow League Two club Wycombe Wanderers. They'll be away to Sheffield Wednesday in the next round. So West Ham were 2-1 winners over Birmingham City. That was in the Carling Cup semi-final first leg, the home leg. Of course, there's been a lot of pressure on the West Ham manager, Avram Grant, a lot of speculation surrounding his future, but a win in the League Cup semi-final, the big question is, how much of a difference will this result make to Avram Grant in terms of his future as West Ham manager?
I don't know nothing, but I think if we...
It doesn't help, you're saying?
It doesn't help, because, you know, if it was stability like other clubs in your position, you know, we are 1 point from Wigan, from Wolves, from Fulham, from many other teams, and you see that everything is quiet, everything is settled like it need to be, so of course it helped them. We need to fight with other things also off the pitch. But I will take it as a challenge, everything. I don't want to think about any other things except to fight and take the challenge.
You have a great record at getting clubs from semi-finals into finals. Do you think you will be given the chance to complete this job and get this team into the final of the Carling Cup?
I hope the second leg. You know, in the first time that I went to the Carling Cup final, we played with Chelsea against Everton, and I don't know if you know, we was 1-1. Then we played with 10 players because they had a red card and Sean Ryan Phillips score. It was exactly like today. I hope the second leg will be also like the second leg in that game against Everton that we came to the final.
But will you be in charge? That's the question all the supporters are asking.
I'm not busy with it. You need to ask the person that gave the rumours, not me.
Avram Grant there with the BBC's Ivan Gaskell. Now back to our top story. The three Pakistan cricketers accused of corruption will have to wait until February the 5th to discover their fate. The independent tribunal in Doha has dismissed all but one charge relating to last year's Oval Test against England, but the members say they needed more time to consider the allegations made against Mohammed Amir, Mohammed Asif and Salman Butt concerning the Lord's Test. All three deny planning to deliberately bowl no balls in the game. The three-person panel was led by Michael Beloff, chief of the ICC's Code of Conduct Commission.
The ICC has withdrawn all charges against all three players in relation to the Oval Test, except for one against Mr. Butt. The tribunal has formally acquitted the players in respect of the charges which have been withdrawn. The other charges, which include all those relating to the Lord's Test, remain for consideration. The tribunal has throughout been very conscious of the importance of these proceedings to the three players and to the wider world of cricket. Representations have been made to it to reserve any decision on the charges still before it until it has had sufficient time to give the issues the most careful consideration and until it is able, at the same time as handing down its decision, to provide written reasons. This would not be feasible within the timetable agreed for this hearing in Doha.
Well, the BBC Sports News correspondent Gordon Farker is in Doha. He was at that news conference, and we asked him if the delay in giving the verdict means there's a danger the credibility of the process will be undermined.
I don't think so. In fact, probably the opposite. I think what they've done here is to underline the fact that they take this extremely seriously and that they will not be rushed into judgment or forced in any way to gloss things over in order to get a result, if you like. I mean, what's absolutely clear is that these three highly experienced legal practitioners feel they need more time to reach a decision. And I think, given the nature of the allegations, given the importance to the careers of the three involved, and also to the ICC in making sure that justice is done and seen to be done, I think probably they've reached a sensible conclusion if they don't feel they're able to make their minds up here and now. I think all they've done is take the sensible route, give themselves a bit more time, and sort of accede to the demands, if you like, that proper consideration was given to all of the evidence before them.
And finally, as you say, it's vital they get this right, isn't it, for the future of cricket?
I mean, everybody has said that this is a very important case for cricket. There have been all sorts of allegations and claims of match-fixing swirling around the game for some considerable time now, some of them very serious allegations, but never with any evidence, never with any proof. And for the first time here, the ICC felt that they had enough evidence, enough proof from the newspaper expose in order to bring a case. And obviously it's very important to them that this case is prosecuted properly, and it's very important to the players that they're able to give a full defence. So I think, you know, from everybody concerned in the game wants to see this reaching a proper conclusion in a just and fair manner. And I think the panel feel giving themselves more time is the best way to do that.
Gordon Farker there with the BBC's John Bennett. The new Manchester City striker Edin Dzeko has been speaking for the first time since completing his $42 million move from Wolfsburg. He was the Bundesliga's top scorer last season and has had some experience of the English game, scoring against City's neighbours United in the Champions League in September 2009. Dzeko praised City supporters, but his comments might not go down so well with the red side of Manchester.
I hear a lot about the fans, and I hear also that mostly the people from Manchester are Manchester City fans. And I played only one time against Manchester United, but I hear that there be something special and important for our fans also.
One other piece of football news, the Asian Cup holders Iraq have been beaten 2-1 by Iran in their opening match at this year's tournament in Qatar. Iraq took an early lead through their captain Yunus Mahmoud, who scored the winner when they won the title in 2007. The Iranians were at level just before the break and won it with Imam Mobali's free kick on 84 minutes. Iran top of the group, followed by North Korea and the UAE, who played out a goalless draw earlier in the day. In athletics, the triple world record holder Usain Bolt has confirmed he has fully recovered from the injuries which curtailed his season last year and says he'll race the 200 metres at the Diamond League meeting in Oslo in June. It'll form part of his preparations for the World Championships in South Korea in August. Before we go, our top story once again, the three Pakistan cricketers accused of corruption will have to wait until February the 5th to discover their fate. All of them deny planning to deliberately bowl no balls in the Lord's Test against England in August. And that's the latest world sport from the BBC.